When the profit motive attacks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate committee investigating the collapse of Washington Mutual today heard testimony that bank executives were warned they were loaning too much money to people who couldn't pay it back. Why didn't they do anything about it? There might be a clue in the testimony of James Vanasek, WaMu's former chief credit officer, who blamed weak oversight, federal rules that required lending to low-income families,
and very poorly structured incentive compensation systems that paid for growth rather than quality.
Yes. The more risky the loans, the bigger the profit. Subprime mortgages returned 8 times as much profit as boring fixed-rate loans. So that pretty soon the bank's own employees were helping borrowers lie on their applications.
There was fraudulent activity going on, correct?
Yes.
I mean, the own internal sources said there were fraudulent activity.
Right.
As early as 2004, federal regulators found that 3/4 of the loans in one WaMu division were worthless. Yet the rewards were spectacular. WaMu CEO Kerry Killinger made $103 million over the 5 years he rode the bank to the bottom and $25 million severance when he left. During that time, WaMu sold investors $77 billion worth of subprime loans. So the Senate has a decision to make. Do we trust the profit motive to regulate the behavior of bank executives and let them get as rich as they can? Or do we trust regulations to regulate the behavior of bank executives, even if it means their CEOs might have to get by on less than $20 million a year? It must be an agonizing choice. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.